Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. He will never fail. He will never fail. And that is God, faithful until the end. And that is Pascal Yav. Before Pascal gave you the sounds of Melani at the Red Sea. You're listening to Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 op 3 on say hello to Dramini Johan Alson, something else. And I saw he sent me some beautiful pictures of him and Danny Lewis at the sea, traveling and enjoying the sea. They looked so happy right there. And I wish I was part of that. And I wonder if he will be broadcasting from the sea. Where are you broadcasting from, Vandaag, Germany? Are you broadcasting around the waves? But yeah, that is so awesome. It looked so beautiful. I should just fly off and go to Cape Town and join them, hey? And yeah, my family, I am back. And I'm not alone. I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. She comes bearing gifts. Christmas came early this year. My queen, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Sibongile. How are you doing? You're sounding so chirpy. It is wonderful to be with you in the Radio Pulpit family this afternoon.
You know, I put on a red and white Scotch dress because Christmas is here today. You know, red goes with the Christmas season most. And the red and white, they go with love. And I know that today you're coming with love. You're coming bearing gifts. And I said to them earlier on, I feel like the festive season has already begun. There's this joy in the air. So, yeah, we are joyous. And IMS is hosting on Saturday. It's already, can you believe it? We're counting days and hours
days
now.
Days to go, I know.
And so IMS is hosting a Champions Conference. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so on Saturday, the 9th of November at 9 o'clock, we are hosting 9 to 5. We are hosting the IMS Marketplace Champions Conference. And this conference is for all believers who are functioning in the marketplace and also for those who are trying to enter the marketplace. So what we're calling church leaders, we're calling business leaders, we're calling professionals, we're calling students, we're calling young people, we're calling entrepreneurs. This conference is going to help you to step up to becoming a champion in your own right in the marketplace. And we've got a lineup of national, local, and international speakers just to let you know how to unlock yourself, your gift, your talents to be a champion in the marketplace.
Sure. And so before we go to what I want to ask you, what kind of gifts do you have for us today?
So every single person who's coming to the Marketplace Champions Conference is going to have a conference pack. So that will be a lot of information to help you with strategies, how to unlock wealth, kingdom wealth, how to steward your gifts, how to even discover, explore, and find out what those gifts are. But then one of the speakers has also given a gift for every delegate who's going to attend. So I am just really, really amazed that she could be so generous to give every delegate a gift. So there we have another gift. Then we also saying to people, come and sell your products and your services and your books. You know, when God has given you a message and you've written a book, come with your products, your services, whatever it is you're selling, jewelry. You could be selling artifacts. You could be selling art. You could be whatever it is that you're selling in the marketplace. Bring that, and there will be an opportunity for you to showcase it and also to sell your products and services so that we know we can enterprise with you. And then we also have just the amazing speakers. You know, the whatever they are going to leave with you is really going to be life-changing. So for me, the speakers are really the highlight. They're coming from very far. And they're coming with a message for you from the Lord. So apart from the gifts, the speakers themselves are wrapped up as gifts to all of us. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they are going to impart. And also the anointing. They're going to anoint us with the word and with oil. You know, it's so important that we know that the anointing, when the Lord says about the anointing, that there is something that propels you to your next level.
And the tickets, Ma, are they still available for us?
They are. I said we are having sponsored tickets for the Radio Pulpit family, and we have made 20 tickets available for that. There are still some left, but people have to register.
They're grabbing.
Today. They are people are bombing our phones for those tickets. They're only 100 rand, so you can book your ticket to get a sponsored ticket for only 100 rand on our office line, 063-361-4417. Yes, those sponsored tickets are still available, but I'm not in the office yet, so I don't know how many people have already called in.
All right, they've been calling the time now.
Yesterday,
I need my queen to mark the time now. For family members, if you would like to get yourself a complimentary ticket that goes for 100 rand, which is a very, very low discount, you can get it there. Let me just get the numbers again. The numbers are for the marketplace.
Oh.
Yeah, 063. Yes, my queen.
Please go ahead.
All right. I was giving it to 063-361-4417. So I need my queen to mark time. The time is exactly 23 minutes past two. So for the family members who will come in after two, who listened to Radio Pulpit today to get a complimentary ticket to go to the International Marketplace Summit Champions Conference on Saturday. So if you go to their WhatsApp, if you go to their WhatsApp now, and what should they write on their WhatsApp? Their name?
The name,
yeah.
Then their WhatsApp number.
Uh-huh.
Because if it's more than one person, so name, WhatsApp number, and also Radio Pulpit as the promo code.
Radio Pulpit is the promo code. Yeah.
Yeah. For them who's coming through Radio Pulpit, yes.
All right. So is it possible for me to include five people? Because somebody was saying, yo, I'm bringing men.
Yes, it is possible. You can't wait. If anybody else is going to still sit and meditate and you want to bring five people, let them come. We can give you five sponsored tickets if you are the one who writes in first.
So, family, there are complimentary tickets for you going for 100 rand, which is discounted. Almost 100% discount here.
Yeah.
And for they go for 100 rand, you can grab your ticket and send your WhatsApp with your name. And the promo code is Radio Pulpit. That's the promo code. And the number is 063-361-4417. It's 063-361-4417. If you would say that Radio Pulpit never did something for you, if you say IMS never did something for you, and so, Ma,
and there's additional gift.
And
never say that.
Yeah.
They can never say that.
So, Ma, you spoke about the Champions Conference is for those in the professional space, those in business, entrepreneurs, and those who want to crack it into their space. What are the difficulties that makes it very hard for people to go get into or to have a startup when they have to start businesses? What is the problem there?
So if it's specifically for business, it's really how to take your idea from an idea stage to a product and service. All the challenges that they have to go through from that idea stage to get the product developed, to get the product to the market, is really what the challenges are. So we'll often hear for entrepreneurs when they're coming on, they're looking for funding, they're looking for mentorship. They're looking for organizations that are able to help them how to take that product and service and to put it through a value chain and then to take it to market. Also, access to market is also a challenge. So you see entrepreneurs has to overcome a lot of challenges before they get their product and service out in the market. And sometimes they also walk alone. You know, you're sitting in your home office and you have this brilliant idea. You don't know how to price it. You don't know how you're going to compete in the market. You don't know whether there's going to be enough people that are going to take up that product. And that is why a lot of companies then bring SME incubators or SME supplier development programs so that they can help you to bring, that they can work with you through your business plan up until you get your product to the market. So those are some of the challenges that entrepreneurs come up against.
And I understand, that there will be funders in the house as well who can fund a business. So people need to come out.
No, so Saturday we're not having funders in the house. That was a conference that was last Saturday, that was last Thursday and Friday, and where there was 500,000 available for them to win. So there was all the funders, and we also talked about that. But this particular conference on this coming Saturday, it is really to address the spiritual elements of how do we go into the marketplace. There are international people who are going to be there who can see your product and service, and if you are interested to test and to have access to the American market, that's definitely a conversation you can have with them. Those will be available there. And then the ministers of the gospel are there to pray and to propel you to your next level. Mm. So that is what the Marketplace Champions Conference is about.
Normally we hear these words said to somebody who has or who wants to start into business. Start as small as you are. Start wherever you are. What does that really mean? If I need funding, if I need money and my product costs millions, or that's what I think. What do those words mean?
Yeah. The Bible says don't despise small beginnings, right? And so I like those two scriptures. So that scripture and also the scripture in Habakkuk 2 that says write the vision down and make it plain. So what I think it means is if God has given you an idea or if you have an idea and you want to test that idea, then start where you are. You don't have to. So a lot of entrepreneurs will say, I need a business premises. No, you don't. If you've got a house, do you have a room? Do you have a garage? You can start there. Some of the biggest companies in the world, like the Microsoft, started in the garages. Some of the businesses like Facebook started in a garage. So often people think that they need thousands and millions to start their businesses. So when it says start from where you are, you first have to talk about your idea. You first have to tell some people, whether it's a bank manager, that this is the idea I have. Will you fund me? Then they will start to tell you what are some of the things that you need to be considering in order for you to get that business off the ground. There are a lot of funding agencies as well, and they will also listen to your idea, and they will help you to write your business plan. And sometimes companies even fund those business plans. They will write your business plan to see how are you going to take your business plan from idea to product. Some companies even will come and they will have a look at what are some of the companies out there that can help you with your production line, with your supply chain, in order for you to do your business. And I'm involved at the moment with a business like that, where the retailers are saying, we want to have a look at your production line. And they also have given them some ideas of what they can do to strengthen their production line because they want to place orders. But their orders they want to place is thousands of orders. And this small business is not yet ready for that. But there is help. So I'm thinking it is all about starting where you are, talking about your idea, going to talk to others about your idea, starting to write your business plan. For all of this, you didn't need any money at all. It's once you get to those funders, then they will be the ones to tell you. And you don't have to start with thousands of products. You have to start to test your product first. So it means that you have to go to the SABS if you want to get your product certified, SABS certified. And again, that is not costing thousands. So I think people must start, I agree, start where you are. So for example, if you're a dressmaker, you don't need hundreds of thousands to start designing dresses and to let people wear them and to give you business cards and to start sewing dresses. You don't need a lot of money. So, but people often think that way.
So start as little.
The mindset.
With the little. That It's a mindset.
And don't despise it. The big businesses that you see today, they started small. A lot of them will tell you, if you listen to the stories that they write, a lot of them will tell you, we started with one shop. And this shop, like if you know the story of Pick and Pay. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to say the name. But I know the story of how they started with four stores and how they built to be this big franchise. So a business often doesn't start as a big business.
Never despise that. What makes us then frustrated? Because there are those ones who start and then they just stop and then they give up. And then you're like, but why did you give up? And the person says, but nobody was coming.
Yes, it depends on what they mean by nobody was coming. Where did you go? So that access to market is important. When you started with the idea, and that's what I'm saying, if you start to speak to people about it, and test your product, because there may be other products in the market that's similar to your product, right?
Mm.
So when you take your product out and you're testing it, what is the niche of your product? What makes it different? Or did you just go and replicate a product that's already in the market, that's already well-known?
Mm.
And also, you can have a product that's well-known, but where you're going to go in your village, in your community, in the school, wherever you're going to sell that product, that may be the access to the market that you have where the big business is not operating at the moment. So it can't be nobody was coming. You have to market your thing. And I always say to Christian entrepreneurs that you are the best kept secret. Because right now we're saying you are able to bring your businesses and your products and services to the Marketplace Champions Conference so that we can see what it is that you take to the business.
Mm.
But we don't see a lot of people are excited about that. And those other people will say nobody was coming. But we're saying to you now, come. We invite you to come and bring your products and services. And not a lot of people are taking up that offer.
So it means that you have to be out there.
Absolutely. And most of the time, it's just talking about the vision and talking about the vision. Somebody will hear it who will also be interested and will help you in your next steps. It's not just about you having the idea, then having the money, then having the access to markets. No. The reason why we're saying you must talk about your business is because somebody's ear has been designed to hear you about your business, about your product, that wants to invest. There are lots of investors out there. They don't have time to sit and come up with ideas, but they have the funding to invest in businesses that have got good ideas. And even at that conference that was 2 weeks ago, there was lots of funders, and I went to speak to the funders, but there were also lots of people who were ready to invest in businesses that were ready to go to market, and they just didn't have the marketing budget to go to market. There was even someone who won 500,000 rand just by being present at that conference. So it's and I think it's about not giving up. I think the biggest thing really that separates an entrepreneur from other people is giving up, because an entrepreneur will never give up. Some people who are corporates and professionals, they may start and then, you know, I think it's a good idea. Some of them treat that like a hobby. They do other things on the side. They want part-time hours and all of that. If you're running a business, that's serious business.
You have to
running
be
a business
there.
Is not easy. It's serious business. You have to be committed. You have to put in the hours.
Yeah.
In fact, more at the beginning, you'll work for your business than your business paying for you. But one day you will get the payoff if you keep at it and you don't give up.
Oh, so then the mindset also that we go into business with is very important. Why are you in that business? Why are you doing what you're doing? Because most of the people that you listen to is that so that this might take care of me and might take care of the generations after me. But but now you need to know and have your mind renewed that you are going to serve it first. It starts with you first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I also say, just like John Maxwell says, businesses start and fall by the leaders of those businesses. I think entrepreneurship ventures also start and fall by the entrepreneur. So there's a profile of an entrepreneur, and one of them is resilience. You have to be a very resilient person. And sometimes you will hear when people tell their stories about how they succeeded, they will tell you 200 people said no to me, but I kept on going. 15 publishers said there's no story in my book that they were interested in, but the 21st person took it up and then they ran with it, and there's a success story. So you are going to have to be ready to hear no a lot of the time, and you just need to hear the one yes. And that person who's going to believe in that business the way that you do, and then is going to invest in it, or they're going to offer you mentorship, or they're going to offer you the funding or the access to market. But you must not give up, because if the entrepreneur is one that is going to quickly give up, or just when people say no, the bank doesn't give you the loan, then you give up on your idea, then you are not resilient enough, because a lot of people will not see what you see. A lot of people.
And sometimes you're the only one who will believe in your business. Am I wrong? Sometimes you're the only one. You and God are the only ones who believe in this business, because that's the idea he's put in you. And so you have to run.
And you know, a lot of the time, I like the biblical idea. A lot of the time when God wants to do something really big, he just calls one person. And Moses says to him, Lord, what am I going to say when I get there? People won't believe me. So a lot to encourage you. People won't believe, because we can't see what you see. Like the other day, Sibogile was asking me about where our money is and how I spend my money. when I started with that, that the Lord had given to me, that I must spend my money in the kingdom, people didn't pay attention to that. They just kept on doing exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I have to keep on believing in that. And 4 years later, the platform is up. But all the way through, I had so many opportunities to quit. But I'm not quitting because they may not see what God has shown me, what it could be. So I have to keep on going and believe in what the Lord has given me to do.
Wow. So, Ma, as we are wrapping up, what are your closing statements to the family before we tell them about the complimentary tickets again? And I think we forgot to mention that the complimentary tickets are only for 24 hours available. For
yes. Oh, okay. I thought that's why you were saying about the time.
Why the time? Because my family, yesterday when we were on Facebook, some of my family members were not there. So just to be, you know, just to cover these ones on the airwaves.
To be fair to them, we will give them their own 24 hours.
Yeah, they need their own 24 hours. So what do we say in closure for those who are in
my wedding closing is take a step of faith. My word of enclosure is you must always take action. You know, after we pray, after we believe, we take action. And as I said, the Bible gives us many examples of somebody who took action, somebody who went to look for help, somebody who didn't just sit in the house, a woman with the issue of blood. She stepped out and she heard that Jesus could do something. So she went and said, I'm going to do something about it. The four friends where Jesus was, who broke the man's roof, to lower the man in front of Jesus. They took a step of faith knowing that Jesus could do something about that. Jairus' daughter had died. The centurion soldier was sick. Each one of them went to Jesus to see whether Jesus could come and help them. So what I'm saying is don't just sit there. Don't sit there in discouragement. Don't sit in despair. Don't sit in depression and think your situation cannot change. God also wants to see your act of faith. And this, we're saying this conference is we are acting in faith ourselves, and we are coming to say, come alongside and come and hear how you can finish your year strong. Mm-hmm. So you have to take a step of faith. You have to act, or else next week, 2 weeks from now, you'll still be sitting on the phone, on listening on the radio and saying, you know, things are so tough for me. And we said, yes, it's tough for a lot of us, but we took a step of faith and look at, yes, this is where we are.
And the tickets? I love the tickets.
20,
oh
there
my.
Are 20 sponsored
I love you tickets. For these. I love you for these.
There are 20 sponsored tickets only for 100 Rand for our Radio Pulpit family. And we want you to get in touch with our office on 063-361-4417. And you are going to text your name, you're going to text your WhatsApp number, and you're going to text Radio Pulpit as a promo code. And we will then confirm with you that you can go and register to get a complimentary sponsored, discounted tickets for the next 24 hours.
To be
at the Marketplace Champions Conference on Saturday. Six days to go.
Wow. And just a closing statement now, like the last one. To those coming?
To those coming, you are in for the best. Whoever is coming is the very best. I was in Chicago in May. And four of our speakers are coming from Chicago, from the five churches where I was. And oh my goodness, wow. When I came back, I was so inspired. I was so excited. I've been speaking to them for this whole week. Every day we talk about logistics, and they are coming all fired up. So I'm saying to those who are coming, fasten your seatbelts. You are in for ending this year strong. You are going to be at the best place where you can be. The best investment in yourself.
Thank you so much, my queen, and we love you for the tickets. We love you for the free
gifts.
Yeah, these are the
gifts. Your products and services.
And
all of the above.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming through and ministering unto family. And we can't wait to see you on Saturday and on Sunday. It's going to be a blessed weekend with IMS and Radio Pulpit partnering together. So that is like really awesome. Have a blessed one, my queen.
Thank you so much. And thank you to the Radio Pulpit listeners. We're looking forward to hosting you on Saturday and on Sunday.
And that, my family, is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. Make sure you do not miss it. I mean, such a gift. Just you get your ticket for 100 Rand and it's sponsored. So all that you have to do is use the promo code Radio Pulpit, send your name and 0633614417. It's 0633614417. And all of the best. We can't wait to meet family members right there at the International Marketplace Summit Champions Conference that's coming. And I hope that you have been empowered and also encouraged to not give up, to not give in. Yes, you have started that business. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't be discouraged at all. Keep going and trusting in the Lord. Your funding will come. It will find you on the way. And other things, just keep on being faithful. Yesterday, we were reminded that the Lord will promote you. The Lord will take you forward when you are faithful with the little that he has given unto you. When you seek him and all his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. So don't quit.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.